Hey, you want that to go?
Our news takeoffs begin with Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. And, you know, Todd, it is something of a surprise, it seems to me, with everything that happened on health care reform, to see this financial regulatory overhaul bill on the Senate floor so quickly. Does it surprise you at all?
It doesn't really, because, John, the problem with Wall Street disintegration was so very bad and reverberated so many places of the economy that these are the places where people feel like Congress really needs to act. You know, there was a huge debate. Well, healthcare, it's okay. We don't need to do it now. We can do it in a stepwise fashion. I don't think anybody feels that way about Wall Street.
So
people feel it needs to be changed.
The crisis mentality is actually helping. All right, if I'm an investor and I'm watching this debate, what's in the balance? Where are the flashpoints, the disagreement points, and where are Republicans and Democrats seeing eye to eye?
Well, I think one of the big flashpoints for investors today, everybody's watching the world, the murky world of derivatives today, because the Senate Agriculture Committee is going to be marking up the derivatives portion of this bill. And, you know, the estimates of this industry, John, the derivatives industry is in the neighborhood of $500 or $600 trillion. I can't even wrap my head around a number that big. But what they're talking about, and investors are watching this, would do a couple of things. There's over-the-counter derivatives are a huge chunk of derivatives that are essentially unregulated. And what they want to do with this bill is say, you have to clear all these deals, all these transactions through a third party. And a third party, they're called clearinghouses. And what that means is you have to have more transparency on the deal. You have to have margin. Go ahead, John.
Right. So within the clearinghouses, we're going to be able to see what the transaction is all about, even though it may be created somewhere murky. It's got to clear in a place that's transparent.
It's got to pass through the sunlight. You
got
to have more margin requirements so that if the derivative goes bad, everybody knows that everyone will get paid. You got to be able to cover your losses. You know, the Congressional Research Service says if they had this kind of transparency and these kinds of margin requirements, AIG never would have been able to expose itself to the tune of $2 trillion. It never would have happened because they would have run out of money way sooner and everybody would have been fine.
You know, you're talking about what came out of the Agriculture Committee. Blanche Lincoln, the chairman, is going to present a bill that talks about some of these things. There is also, interestingly, forcing banks to unwind their derivative accounts or they're going to maybe lose their FDIC insurance. That's an interesting regulation.
Right. Well, it basically says the big banks can't be both a derivatives dealer and a traditional bank. Traditional bank being where you and I go to get money out of the ATM or put our deposits. You can't be both. Now, you sort of can be both, but you have to put the derivatives business into a separate subsidiary so that if it goes south, if it's exposed to another disintegration of the derivatives market, it won't affect the traditional banking business. What happened this time was the losses reverberated throughout the banking business and throughout the economy. So if you want to be a traditional bank with FDIC protection, you know, you can get that. What are our accounts assured for? $250,000
or something like that?
If you want to have that kind of protection, it can't be in the same pot as the derivatives like they are now.
As you point out, Todd, there's a lot on the table regarding derivatives. Each one of these points is going to be debated. There's disagreement on every single one. There's also disagreement on the issue of this bailout fund, this too-big-to-fail fund that the finance industry is going to create. Republicans have sort of said, we don't want that kind of a bailout fund. That's going to be part of the debate. But I'm surprised to hear this from Senator Mitch McConnell.
Serious talks are presumed. We had a chance to get a report from Senator Shelby and others at lunch today, and I'm convinced now that there's a new element of seriousness attached to this rather than just trying to score political points.
Before we go, Todd, does this mean this debate is going to be something really to tune into? It's going to be meaty? It's going to have substance?
Well, it means everybody's coming back to the table. The derivatives part that'll be in the news today is still contentious, but it seems like everybody's coming back to the table and everybody realize you talk about too big to fail. It seems like Wall Street regulation for Congress is too big to fail. Nobody wants to be on the losing side of this.
All right, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.